I want to say, no matter what you think right now, I'm going to give you Angie, Angie, Angie. Talk to them because they need to hear what you have to say today on Gospel If So. Keeping it real with Angie.
Hey, guys. This is AJ, keeping it real. I'm hanging out with you guys. I'm hanging out with Gospel If So. And I just wanted to introduce you to these two new works, and I wanted to take them with you and hide them in your bosoms, tie them around your neck. Check this out. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them around thy neck. Write them upon the tablets of your heart. Proverbs 3:3. Now, if you don't know what the meaning of the word mercy is, allow me to introduce it to you. Mercy is when God does not give us what we deserve. Let me say that one more time. Mercy is when God does not give us what we deserve. Now check out the other one, grace. Man, check this out. Grace is when God gives you what you don't deserve. Man, let me read that one more time. I think somebody missed it just now. Check this out. Keep this in mind now. Hear what I'm saying. Grace is when God gives you what you do not deserve. This idea of wrapping around the heart and around the neck, it might seem a little odd, yeah, is actually a very accurate description of what God wants from us. What he's saying in all of these verses is that these things, mercy and truth, the instruction of your parents and his law, should be engraved upon our hearts and wrapped so tightly around our neck that whatever situation might arise in our lives, these things will be what we turn to for help. Simply put, guys, simply, let me break it down in layman's terms. He wants these things to be so familiar that they are our first reaction to anything that comes up. So, let's look at each other, or each of these things, rather, that God wants us to be what is so important in our lives. So let's look at each of these things that God wants us to be important in our lives. Well, that's it for today, guys. I'm just going to say a quick prayer. Father God, I thank you for today. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise your name and bring glory, for you alone, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. Oh, Father, whichever part of the world anyone is listening to this now, Father, I greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our forefathers are waiting for us. May we do the right thing, oh God. I pray, Father, that hearts will be touched today, Father, that they will come to you, that there will be someone there that they can ask questions and learn more about you, Lord. Thank you for the radio station, for allowing us to even have this opportunity, Father. We bless your name, and also we see each other again, family. God bless. Have a great rest of your week.